It's Friday, November 25th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. And on Fridays at the Daily, we take one of your questions, and I'll remind you that if you ever have a question for the Daily, you can contact me through email at ben@fbcenterprise.com or on Twitter at twitter.com/jbenbowden. Now, today's question reads, I've always noticed that Advent is a big word used around the church during December. I know it has something to do with Christmas, but what exactly is Advent? That's a good question. Now, much of what I'm going to share comes from Noel Piper's book called Treasuring God in Our Traditions. First of all, Advent literally means coming or arrival. Now, we are a people of promise. And what I mean by that is that for centuries, God prepared people, His people, for the coming of His Son. How did He do that? Well, it was through making promises. He was basically saying that our only hope for life is the fulfillment of these promises. And so there was deep angst among the people of God as they waited. They were just waiting for God to come through and fulfill the promises that He made. So on the first Christmas, in a little town called Bethlehem, the hopes and fears of all these years are fulfilled in a little baby lying in a manger. Every Christmas. What we are doing when we gather and we celebrate is celebrating the fulfillment of the promises of God. Advent is what we call the season leading up to Christmas. It begins 4 Sundays before December 25th, sometimes in the last weekend in November, sometimes on the first Sunday in December. This year, it's this coming up Sunday, November 27th. Now, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 12 is a clear description of what we look back to during Advent. The Word of God says, "Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when He predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories." Now listen to this. "It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you in the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look." So for 4 weeks, it's as if we are reenacting or remembering the thousands of years God's people were anticipating and longing for the coming of God's salvation for Jesus. All these years of God's people saying, we have the promises of God, we're looking at the promises of God, we're holding to the promises of God, we believe them, we remember them, but we're still in the waiting room, looking for the coming of these promises. That's what Advent means, coming. And as it says in 1 Peter chapter 1 here, even God's men who foretold the grace that was to come didn't know what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating. They were waiting, but they didn't know what God's salvation would look like. Now, we Christians on this side of Jesus' birth are blessed because we know God's plan. The ancient waiting is over. We have the greatest reason to celebrate. So we do. We celebrate the first coming of Jesus, and we eagerly await His second coming. So let this Advent season be a time of reflection in your life. Let us look at our lives and see how we are living according to the promises of God, and then plead with God to empower you by His Spirit to live as one who hopes in God, and in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again next week on the First Baptist Daily.